It's the big time.
It is the big time. We're here backstage at the Stagecoach Music Festival. I understand it's a good kind of dirty.
Hey.
The good kind of dirty. That sounds like a song. That's going to be on my next album.
Do it. Credit. Writing credit.
She's the good kind of dirty. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I think since the last time we saw you, you got a number one record with singles.
I did.
Happy to be your good luck charm.
I know. Thank you. I don't know if that would have happened if it weren't for you.
I agree with you. Thank you. I love Jordan Davis. Seriously. So let me ask. This is your first Stagecoach.
Yeah, first one.
What's the largest crowd you played in front of, like, to this point?
We did Tortuga about a month ago, and it was estimated at about 5 or 6.
So you're jaded, though, but you played Tortuga. What's the...
The capacity here?
Yeah.
It depends on the day, but usually it's about 75 or
80. Yeah. So don't be nervous.
80,000, yeah. 80,
there's going to be a lot of people out there.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
There's going to be a lot.
And they show up early and all day.
Yeah, when they let them in, the beers begin to crack.
Yeah.
So
start to flow.
Yeah. So are you nervous in front of playing in front of possibly 80,000 people?
I don't think so. I actually think, like, as weird as it is, like, the more people, it's almost more, like, the less nervous I am.
I think that way about public speaking.
Like, if I can look out and it's just a wall of people.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't get to me as much as like we played a show in Austin one time and there was like 105 people there. And that was when it was like, I was like, goodness gracious. Because like, it was our show and there's like 105 people there to see us.
Right.
And then you're like, all right, I'm kind of tasked with making sure every single one of these people leave.
All 105 of them.
Yeah.
Better. You imagine like these people on book tours?
Oh,
like
gosh.
They go out and there's 12 people in the audience. Like,
jeez.
Oh, dude.
Man.
So you're lucky with your 105. I'm just saying.
I know, right? It was a Sunday night. I'm gonna make it a little easier on myself. And it was Austin. Texas has their own kind of country. So.
You are competing with a lot of Texas talent when you go to Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to, like, work your way into there.
You do.
So when you hit number one, you were in Vegas, correct?
I was.
Okay, what'd you do? That's you were in Vegas,
we took shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some shots. There was some champagne. There was, I'll be honest with you, I really don't remember a lot.
Okay,
of that
well, that's how you do a number one.
I played some blackjack. I lost some money. And then I woke up on Sunday morning. That was my celebration.
Wow. Well, at least you woke up on Sunday morning.
I did, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, so where are you on tour this year? Because this is like what they call a one-off in the business, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at me, I'm in the biz. In the biz.
You know?
After 100 years of doing this, I know it's a one-off.
No, we're starting off May 17th or 18th, I think, with Jay Cohen and Chris Jansen on the Life's What You Make It tour.
Oh, dude.
We're going to be doing minor league baseball stadiums, and we're going to be bringing it to the people all across the country.
Well, it sounds like you're still having fun.
I'm having a blast.
Good for you.
I'm having a blast.
Take It From Me is the new single.
It's the new single.
Because one number one is not enough.
We can't. Yeah, we're gonna go for another one. And I am. I love this song. It's about the good things in relationships before they start getting bad. I gotta stop saying that.
They go to a different level. It's a different level.
I always say we wrote this about like the honeymoon phase of a relationship when it's like those first like couple months where you're like, oh my gosh, this girl's incredible.
Sure.
And then it kind of sets in.
All of a sudden one day we go, you left the seat up and it's all over. You guys overreact, like it's ridiculous.
I know. Well, this is before. All right, so Take It From Me is written before we start leaving the seat up.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Like, this is still when we're, like, trying.
Right. We get people who call the big time all the time. We're like, oh, he's the most wonderful, most amazing. How long have you been going out? Well, 2 weeks. It's like, well, they better be amazing. Yeah.
See, that's it.
They have got to be.
So, Take It From Me is the first two weeks of the dating relationship.
Yeah, that's if there's not best behavior there, look out. Cause
that's a red flag immediately.
It's going to go all downhill, like, in a huge way. So, just before you go, I don't know if you know. That's Swingin' by John Anderson. It's like one of my all-time favorite
just
songs.
Just a swing.
Yeah, I hear you do a John Anderson.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear some?
Just a little swingin'.
You want me to do swingin'?
Yeah, I'd love you to do swingin'.
Oh, just a swing. Swing.
Oh, no.
Oh, Charlie, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on this front porch in this swing. Just a swing.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Nice job. John Anderson has been here.
Great.
John, you can stay home because Jordan Davis has got you.
I'm taking over, Jay.
Jordan Davis, everybody. Take It From Me is the new one from Home State. and look for him on the road because he's a rock star, yo. Woo. And he has Johnny Anderson. Thank you, buddy.
Thank y'all.